Today on our program, visiting with Joshua Heyer, superintendent from the Ogden School District. Josh, thanks for taking time to come in.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me this morning, Jim.
Busy week, homecoming week.
It is a busy week, yeah.
You got a lot of things happening and pretty decent weather the way it looks like for it.
So. We got great weather and yeah, honestly, we're really excited for it, the traditions, and hopefully having a successful week with kids and students and with our community.
I know you did some things a little different this year, had an issue or two that showed up last year, but tried to resolve that early and got several people involved, including Ethan Bailey. I call him school resource. He splits a lot of time between the school and the district or the city. So
he does. Yeah. Honestly, we had our high school principal. We worked in conjunction with the city of Ogden, the police department, our student council, and we really wanted to be a proactive measure and recognize and say, hey, listen, these are the great things that homecoming is about. Here's the spirit of homecoming. Let's stay within those parameters. And we just outlined our expectations and we got great students. You know, honestly, I think that they just wanted those parameters, those expectations, and they're going to rise to the occasion this week. Sure. And, you know, my goal is that we do three things. We have fun, we yeah. create memories, and we follow the law.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, if we do those three things, we're going to be in great shape this week.
Involving the student council, again, one of those kind of important because they are your student leaders.
They are, yeah. Honestly, they are representing the student body. So we just wanted their voice to be at the table. You know, one of the things that we did slightly different this year is we recognize homes in the community that wanted to support the traditions of that Ogden has during homecoming week. So we were able to issue out a homecoming sign that mm-hmm. actually went in their yards. But then, you know, besides all those events, our homecoming committee has really put together a lot of activities for our kids. It started off with Sunday, beautiful weather. We had the Powder Puff game,
yeah.
a lot of fun, and then wrapped up with a community movie that okay. they had, outdoor movie. And,
yeah.
you know, and we just have a number of activities scheduled out throughout the week that our homecoming committee has really put together for our students.
Looking for things to keep everybody busy. Make right choices.
Yep,
right?
Absolutely. That's our hope. And I'm confident that we're going to rise to the occasion and do that.
Well, we got challenge for the football game, though.
We do. Yeah, we got Woodward Granger on Friday night. You know, and our students, we started out a little bit rough this year. We've had a lot of injuries, but we're starting to get healthy again. And honestly, just on Friday night, we were down at Seidel, but we were playing Grandview Christian. Yeah. And our students showed a lot of resilience. We were down significantly going into the fourth quarter, and we rebounded and came back and won. So I just think there's a lot of confidence right now going on, and we're getting healthy, and we're yeah. getting some people to get the experience they need. So we're cautiously optimistic for Friday night.
I'm going to stick on activities for a second. You got some runners.
We do have some runners. Right now, boy, our boys cross-country team is doing great. Got some senior leaders, but then honestly, just everybody is stepping up. And I think it really shows that the tradition, the program itself, and the leader that we have in there with our head coach, Coach Kubliska. But our students are doing great.
That's one of those where the success will draw success.
It does.
They feed on it. So
yeah, I can't remember. I think it's some number that they have qualified for state like 7 or 8 years in a row.
No.
Don't quote me on that, Jim, but you just know that there's tradition there and it continues to always rebuild because people want to be part of something that's successful.
Sure. Yeah, and if you were around for fun days, these are the guys that planned how to get everybody out there running too.
Yes.
They did too. Well, back to the council, or back to the board meetings, I should say. And September, Ogden does both the annual meeting and your organization getting set up, I think. Well, at least the annual meeting and then the regular board meeting. So, but into the school year, so went actually fairly quickly. Your
yeah.
meetings.
Yeah, they did go. Honestly, it was pretty standard. We had our annual meeting, you know, and you identify certain things as far as who's our attorney, what bank are we going to go through, some standard policies. But that was really our annual meeting. And boy, I think that thing probably took about 5 to 10 minutes yeah. before we headed into our regular meeting.
Was it a race on who's going to make the motion?
It kind of was.
Well, I'll move. Yeah, so. Ogden, like Boone, you also did have on your agenda some out-of-state travel. FFA, it is that time of the year, and we've had, again, several of our FFA chapters participate by sending groups off to Indianapolis. And I know that's starting to become a real tradition for Ogden.
It is. So this is the second year in a row now that we've our board is approved for out-of-state travel. But we had a group of students that won the state horse judging competition. Yeah. I think they're really passionate about horses, and they did a great job. And honestly, so they're going to be able to go and represent themselves, their families, and Ogden, you know, and the international event there in Indianapolis.
That will be, yeah, I forgot. They did win that state horse judging, too. Yeah, you have some people who have some skills in that area there.
We do.
Just looking at the list here, too, so that's good. Much as Boone did with some adjustments at the Boone County Hospital, redid your athletic trainer agreement or arrangement, still working with the hospital, though.
Yeah, so we really were in the need of securing an athletic trainer, and Boone County Hospital approached us and said, hey, would you be interested in a partnership here? So the board actually took action on it, and I'm just very appreciative of the partnership that we have with the hospital, and honestly very generous for them to be able to do what they're doing to making sure that we have the athletic trainer that we need, basically a full-time athletic trainer. So Boone County Hospital has really stepped up significantly.
So did you have many parents raise questions about the attendance changes? I mean, your district, like many others, we're going to work. We got these guidelines, and this is the way we've been handling it. Here's what we intend to do.
Correct. So, you know, we talked a little bit at our last time, you know, that we had gone through and we did the board approval, and really that it was very similar in nature to what we've done. We need to make sure that kids are in the building, and, you know, the state has really recognized that chronic absenteeism is an issue with students that are being successful. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to combat that. They put in the 10% to 15%. We communicated those expectations to our families, and it's crazy to think, but we've already had one or two students that are approaching that 10%. So, you know, we're going to follow the law. We're going to send out those letters.
Yeah.
But then more importantly, we're going to try and partner with the community and also the family to making sure that why are you having challenges of getting your child at school, and then really let's create a prevention program and intervention to make sure that they are there.
I'm guessing maybe a few parents all of a sudden they go, oh, what's happening here? They made these changes. Now what's gonna, you know, what's excused, what's not? For most, you really don't have to worry too much about it till you get to that certain level.
There's a certain threshold. Yeah, they have removed, you know, the absences as far as excused, unexcused. There is some exemptions, and it's really outlined in, I think our policy is like 501(3), I believe. It really outlines what the state of Iowa says are exemptions. But for the most part, again, we just want our students to be in the classroom so our teachers can do their job.
Yeah, I'm guessing a perfect example would be FFA taking the trip. Probably one of the requirements from your advisor is a lot of your schoolwork's going to be done before you go.
Correct. Yeah, so they always send out a letter saying, hey, these students are going to be absent, get their schoolwork, and they try and get those things done before they actually are absent.
So, and that's an easy way to stay ahead of the curve on that.
Yes.
Even if they are missing it, you know, it's one of the, but that is a school event, so that does fall under excused.
Yeah, they would be present for that day.
So, other things that it came up or have come up during your meetings, what are some of the other things you guys have been talking about?
You know, during that September meeting, I think two other critical things would be our evaluation handbook. So we really put together a standardized process for all employee types, just to create clarity, deeper understanding, so that they understand what the evaluation process looks like. And then we have a centralized location for all of those documents. So that was a big undertaking that we really did as a leadership team over the summer, and the board took action and approved that during our September meeting. So that was a significant thing.
Okay. Did the, was it the Iowa test that's done in the springtime? Yeah, it used to be the Iowa Test of Basic Skills, I think we used to call it, but they have a new name for it. Did you get those results? I mean, those results usually come back late summer, beginning of the school year sometime.
Yep, the ISAS test. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. That is back, and we have received those results. And our leadership team, you know, we're a little bit newer folks coming on board, but we have had a chance to analyze that, and we have pockets of excellence. So, you know, we got some students that are not students, actually grade levels that are performing over the 90th percentile. You know, so we're trying to identify what's going on in those grades as far as our curriculum alignment, the instruction that's going on. We're trying to making sure that we can replicate that across the district. So we have identified some things, and really we're excited about that.
Yeah.
One of the things would be a professional development initiative that we're actually partnering with the state. And I don't know if you've heard anything about, but it's called the Science of Reading. So our elementary teachers are actually spending a significant amount of time this year really diving into the foundational skills on being a fluent reader. So that's really a big undertaking that we're doing at the elementary level, which is in kind of partnership with the ISAS score
and
results.
It builds as you go up. And hopefully you continue to see at least high level. I mean, you know, that's it. Obviously you always like to see improvement, but if they sustain that high level, that's big.
That is big. Yep. We always look at, you know, are we growing our students? So even if they are reading at a high level, making sure that we're challenging them with their growth.
Math, one of the other ones in there. And again, these are tests that are done in the springtime, folks, and results get back to schools in, you know, you basically are looking back at how those students did in their last year. You really don't get a chance to do a comparison until they test again next spring, and you get and next following school year get a chance to see those that data.
You know, we do look at the ISAS scores. It is a critical measure, but I always try to focus on it is a measure. Mm-hmm. It is not we have multiple measures that we can look at. So when we're looking at our overall success for academics, it is ISAS, but it is also we're doing benchmark testing with FAST. We're really looking at that data. We're looking at the overall assessments that are taking place in the classroom. And we're truly kind of looking at things triangularly, you know, triangulation and just really making sure that we're supporting our kids.
Gives you an opportunity to take a look at the different factors and the variables there and see how do we build your teacher leadership, your leadership teams. This is where they sit down and do the work and say, okay, here's where we need to have a little more focus. What can we do to improve this area? Thus, the science of reading at the elementary.
Correct. Yep, absolutely. So we're looking at that data, and we're trying to make informed decisions and, you know, making subtle tweaks, you know. So it could be maybe we didn't teach things in the scope and sequence that we needed. Maybe we need to adjust some things. Maybe we need to spend a little bit more time on this specific unit because the data supports that domain we really struggled with. Or it could be maybe our MTSS system, which is our multi-tier systems of support. It's kind of an intervention or extension opportunity built into the school day. How are we utilizing that to really address some critical areas?
Yeah, and a lot of times it depends who's in there and how the students are reacting with them.
Correct.
So, big challenge.
Staffing is critical with those.
Oh, it is. Other things? Anything else that's been happening?
I think the other big thing is that the September board meeting, Dick Smith is our baseball coach. And after 44 years, he is hanging it up. So I just wanted to recognize the things that Dick has done over the years, not only as a classroom teacher, but also leading our baseball program. He's been a rock in the community, so very appreciative of all that he has done, and the board did accept his resignation at the September meeting.
Probably with gratitude.
Yes,
lot of wins.
Yeah, you think about with 44 years of leading a program, the I would argue thousands of kids that he's impacted their life.
Yeah, there are a lot. There are a lot, too. Yeah. There were a few people that said, no, don't accept it. The resignation.
Yes.
There are things you just have to do because of. But, it is, and I already know, probably taking a look at who's going to replace him and stuff, too.
We are. Yeah, absolutely. You know, so whenever we have a head coaching position in this nature, we also have some teaching positions. So, you know, we're looking possibly for a win-win-win. So we'll be looking at that in October here and trying to secure that. You know, baseball is a summer sport,
yep.
But I would argue that baseball probably starts in December. with your off-season throwing and really trying to build that program. So we're going to try and secure and find that best baseball coach here as quickly as we can.
Okay, and that's one of the things. I know there's a few other. That's, yeah. We look at the who's available in October parts. So
that is correct.
Look to fill those positions and move forward too. Were you guys buying some property?
We did buy property. Yeah. I would say that was maybe in our August board meeting, but we bought about 2.5 acres that was adjacent to the school, and we're still working on finalizing that. The attorneys are kind of involved, but we are looking to purchase some of that land.
Okay, just to square things off for the property? Or?
It ultimately gives us another access point to our property on the southern area, kind of right off of Highway 30 there. So, who knows what we'll use it. The intent really is, honestly, to give us a secondary access point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the plan at this point. So we keep
working
on it too. Well, otherwise, mostly homecoming activities going on this week. Looking for a very successful, safe homecoming. And I got to throw in the top dog nominees. Pretty good group there.
It is a very good group. We got 5 fine individuals that are going to be recognized Friday for our top dogs. So we're excited for that as well.
Ogden's one of those districts where you make a bigger deal of recognizing some of the alumni. I don't know. Have other schools you've been in, do they do it that way?
It's amazing what they do.
I can't remember others.
I believe this is my 5th school district that I've worked in, and I would say that they really emphasize this. Alumni that have done great after graduation and or people that have served in the Ogden district, recognizing them for their contributions. So, to answer your question, I have not seen anything like this, and it's really special that they do it.
I can't remember any others that I know of that actually make it a focal point, the big announcement coming up for homecoming week and who are the top dogs that will be recognized. So, well, congratulations. We're completing September. And again, quick meetings in September as a rule. We used to do the elections, but we don't have to do that now.
Correct.
So that'll be coming up next year, folks. But in the meantime, we still have regular activities coming up here as we get into October. What, you're looking at the 14th for the next regular meeting?
It is the 14th. Yep, absolutely. Other than that, honestly, we're excited about homecoming week, getting through this week, and again, going back to making memories, having fun, and making sure we're following the law. We're excited for everything that's going on this week. And other than that, we're just in kind of the groove, the routine of school.
Getting school back into moving forward. Joshua Heyer, our guest on our program today, superintendent for the Ogden School District. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.